As Election Day approaches, we've been checking in with voters around the state, asking them what they think matters most and who they're supporting for president. Tonight, we visit the Trump campaign headquarters in Anchorage to hear from volunteer Margie Ward. Ward is 68. Her husband, former state senator Jerry Ward, is the Alaska state director for the Trump campaign. She's a longtime activist in Republican politics, but she says Donald Trump is the first presidential candidate she's worked for since Pat Buchanan's primary run in 1996. Rachel Waldholtz from Alaska's Energy Desk paid her a visit.
The Trump campaign's Alaska headquarters occupies half of a small blue commercial building off the old Seward Highway in South Anchorage. The other half of the building is home to Jerry and Margie Ward's real estate business. And if you come looking for Trump yard signs or bumper stickers, Margie Ward is the one who will get you set up.
Hi, I'm looking for Margie Ward.
Hi,
I'm Rachel Waldholtz with Alaska Public Media.
Inside, the television is tuned to coverage of the most recent Trump rally.
Where would you like to? We can meet back there. That's the Trump room back there.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, let's meet there.
As we sit down, Ward says her top priorities this election are jobs for Alaskans and making sure her children and grandchildren have the same opportunities she's had. She supported Donald Trump from the very beginning.
When he spoke, it sounded like to me that he was speaking from his heart rather than some manuscript or something that was so political that it was weighed very heavily before he said it. He just spoke from his heart, and I kind of appreciate a person who doesn't need to read a speech or have made up words for them, that they speak their own words and speak from their heart. And he seemed to do that to me.
Even when those words are sometimes maybe intemperate, or people have accused him of being inflammatory or even racist, you don't hear that?
No, I do hear that. I hear it, but I don't hear it the same way maybe you hear it. I hear it as a working man who has had to work with working people. I come from a family where my brothers worked in the construction field. I understand that. I also think that sometimes we are brought up in Alaska with a softer side than, say, a person from New York, and I understand that difference as well.
And so when you vote for president, what are the issues that matter most to you? What do you care about?
Well, I care about employment. And I also care about the justices that are going to be appointed. I think that's a real concern. And I usually think of my my grandsons and my granddaughters, what their life is going to be like. I want to see them have an opportunity to have an Alaskan like I grew up in, and like I've known. And I don't think that they'll get that with Hillary Clinton.
What is it that you worry about if Hillary Clinton were elected?
I worry about her getting us into a war and having to have the young people sacrifice their lives for a war that we can't and shouldn't be involved in. That's what I'm concerned about.
We're now less than 2 weeks from Election Day, and the polls show Donald Trump probably losing, if they're right. Do you worry about that, and what's your reaction going to be if he does lose?
I don't really put a lot of weight in polls. They change daily. I think that Mr. Trump will win. I think he will prevail. And I think he'll be a great president.
And what are you going to do if it turns out that the polls are right and Hillary Clinton wins on Election Day? How will you feel the day after?
I believe that there will be a huge change, and it won't be for the better. It will be maybe what some people refer to as the last days and so forth. And I believe that probably will occur.
So you really feel like the fate of the country is on the line in the next week and a half?
Yeah, I do. I believe it's that important.
That was Donald Trump volunteer Margie Ward speaking with Rachel Waldholtz of Alaska's Energy Desk. You can hear our full series of interviews with Alaska voters online at alaskapublic.org.